the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you for having me in your living room tonight. I do appreciate it. We got a lot to get to tonight. You guys can head on over to rantemradio.com, hit that chat listen live button, become part of the show. Get in the chat room, call in 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. I do believe the Steelers got robbed. Robert Kraft put the fix in again with the refs. Make sure Brady gets to that Super Bowl. We'll discuss that as Rage may be coming on with us tonight. At least he said he was coming on with us tonight. We shall see if he calls in. Hopefully Doom and Tony Steve will call in as well. Also want to hear your thoughts from you. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is the number to call once again. Let's go ahead right now and let's see. Monday Night Football is still going on. We got the Falcons versus the Buccaneers. Looks to be 24-14 Atlanta in the fourth quarter with about 6 minutes left. Now, 24-14 Falcons, fourth quarter, 5:09 left to play. Here's the thing that kills me, and for those who plays fantasy football, you know what I'm talking about. Matt Givens ain't done nothing all year, so I sent him down. The minute you sit him down, he gets a touchdown. Ain't that about a bitch? Oh, wait. Tampa is in the red zone. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. You never know. You never know. That's why they play the game. It was 24-14. But Tampa is in the red zone threatening. We can talk about that Steelers game. Steelers-Patriots. I thought that Jesse James was a catch. I thought that was a catch. It's a stupid rule, by the way. It needs to be thrown out. We also got the Dallas Cowboys. They had a miracle this week as well against the Raiders. Derek Carr fumbling in the end zone. Seattle Seahawks get ramrodded by the Rams. You know, I was shocked by that. I really was shocked by that. I know that the Legion of Boom wasn't the Legion of Boom because of the injuries. But I thought at least their offense would show up. And the offense did nothing. Jimmy Graham held scoreless the second game. So it looks like the Rams are in control of that division. Jacksonville also gets a big win. 45-7 over the Houston Texans. Now, who would have thought the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the LA Rams would be in the thick of things in the postseason? Both defenses are great. Offenses come along. You know, Jacksonville's gonna make the Patriots think for a second. They're gonna make the Chiefs think for a second. The Rams, proving they are to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC. Vikings win. My Saints win. Cowboys win too, but they need some help to get in. Ah. Then we got the Jimmy Garoppolo era, or the Jimmy G, as Molly Cam likes to call him. going on with the 49ers right now. They beat Tennessee yesterday 25-23. Minnesota, Phil's team, clinched their division yesterday. You know, Phil was happy about that. Put it on Facebook. Philadelphia proves they don't need Colin Kaepernick, getting a win over the Giants 34-29. So you got almost everything is set. You got the NFC South still up in the air. I believe the Saints got to play Tampa Bay next week, and they finish up with Atlanta. So if the Saints went out, they go. But if the Falcons went out, then they win that division. So we got to see. Personally, I don't think the Falcons can win in the Dome, but that's just me. We shall see. Aaron Rodgers made his return in a losing effort against the Carolina Panthers. Tony C says it, and from what I saw yesterday, now granted, Aaron didn't have his best stuff. He threw three picks in that game. But the telltale sign that lets me know Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers need to leave the Packers, need to get the hell out of Dodge, is that defense. Think about it for a second now. Here you are, marching down the field. You get within three, 24-21. And then your defense gives up a 75-yard touchdown. Aaron Rodgers, get the hell out of Dodge. You're going to get your money either way. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get out of Green Bay. Your talents are being wasted there. Until they give you a defense, get out. And speaking of no defense, let's travel back to that Patriots-Steelers game. Steelers had a lead in that game, 24-13. 24-13. And they still lose. Granted, that catch, that should have been a catch by Jesse James. But if the defense would have came through in the clutch, if they could have stopped Gronk, get any type of a stop on Gronk, they still could have won that game. They still could have won that game on their own. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call in. 706-993-4606. Very quickly, we got topics here ready to go. To hear your thoughts. Tom Brady, did he lock up the MVP yesterday? Did he lock up the MVP yesterday? Kobe Bryant's jersey retired. I want to know who you guys thought was better, number 8 or number 24. Thomas Davis from the Panthers was banned today, 2-game ban for the illegal hit on Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams did sound off, saying it was a cheap shot. My thing is, yeah, dog, but you're playing in the NFL, the most dangerous sport we have going right now. Man up. Speaking of the Carolina Panthers, Jerry Richardson is putting the Panthers up for sale amid misconduct allegations. Diddy says it's time for black ownership. And Colin Kaepernick says he wants to be a part of that ownership group. Now, so did Steph Curry, but it's not going to happen because Steph Curry is still an active player. So I don't think that's going to happen with Steph Curry. And I don't think it's going to happen with Diddy either, because once you say something to the effect of you're going to sign Colin Kaepernick and he's going to give Cam Newton a run for his money for that starting job, Cap would be the perfect backup for Cam Newton. He's experienced. He would be the perfect backup. But he will not replace Cam Newton. If you do that, you lose your locker room. You really would. Also, ESPN President John Skipper resigned today over some type of a substance abuse problem. He was the president at ESPN since 2012. So with all this changing around, I wonder what ESPN's focus will now be. I wonder what they're going to do. Those are some of the comments you can talk about tonight. 706-993-4606 is that number if you got to call in. 706-993-4606. I want to hear back from you. I want to get your thoughts, get your opinion on the world of sports. We are live right here on RentEMRadio.com. We got Beautiful Baby in the chat. What's up, Beautiful Baby? How you doing? Yes, and that rule is worse than the Tuck rule. Yes, sir, it is. You are right about that. Good to have you back with us, man. And myself are in the chat. What in the world is wrong with my keyboard? Let's see. Oh, there we go. Thank you for being here with me, Beautiful Baby. You got some call in at 706-993-4606. Let's go over the rest of the week in sports. We also had some controversy with that Dallas Cowboys LA Raiders game. And the Dallas Cowboys are mathematically still alive in the playoffs. Go figure. They need help, but go figure they are still alive. They need Atlanta to start losing. And right now, speaking of Atlanta, fourth quarter, 2 minutes and 23 seconds left. Falcons are up 24-21. Up by a field goal over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I'm not going to call a game over until it's actually over. Because you never know in the NFL. Any comeback can happen. Onside kick, fumble, interception, anything can happen. So we shall see. Vince McMahon talking about bringing back the XFL. I think he would do another a new name, the UFL, from what I'm understanding, according to rumor and conjecture. But, yeah, XFL could be coming back. Did you guys like the XFL the first time around in its inaugural season? Did you guys like it then? Also, Phil Jackson reportedly didn't attend Kobe Bryant's ceremony. Why is Phil being so petty toward Kobe? The man retired his jerseys, number 8, number 24. Why is Phil being so petty? Also, can Kristaps Porzingis be better than Dirk Nowitzki? I don't think so, because as long as Porzingis remains a Nick, I don't think he'll get the opportunities that Dirk did. But we can discuss. Also, a little college basketball. Arizona State is at number 3 in the AP Top 25. Is Arizona State for real? They were 60. They were rumored to slotted to be 6th in their own conference. Nevertheless, 3 in the nation. Sticking on the basketball realm, Houston Rockets, 13-game winning streak. Are they the team to beat in the NBA? And not the Golden State Warriors. Another question I want to ask you, jumping back to the NFL. Should we continue Thursday Night Football? Games are very... There's been some games, but a majority of games have not been very good when it comes to Thursday Night. Should we continue that trend of Thursday Night Football? Let me get your thoughts. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Finally, back to basketball for a quick second. The Philadelphia 76ers. I think the way they've been doing things is wrong. Max Kellerman doesn't agree with me. He says the Philadelphia 76ers don't tank. Well, the process has been tanking. So should we continue to trust the process? Let me hear your thoughts. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. How was everybody's weekend? Had a great weekend myself. Even though I had to work I am off tomorrow, and I will be off on Wednesday. So let's do a quick update. 2 minutes left to go. Atlanta versus Tampa Bay, 24-21. 2 minutes left to go. Atlanta has the ball. Let's go over the rest of these NFL scores very quickly. Denver defeats Indianapolis 25-13. Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers with Denver? He'll have the running game. He'll have good receivers. He'll have a hell of a defense. That's all Denver needs is a quarterback. That's all they need. That's it. Detroit defeats Chicago 20-10. The Chiefs just shellacked the Chargers 30-13. Kareem Hunt had a big day. Buffalo defeats Miami 24-16. Carolina defeats the Packers 31-24. Baltimore defeats the Cleveland Browns 27-10. Jacksonville defeats the Houston Texans 45-7. Minnesota defeats Cincinnati 34-7. My New Orleans Saints defeat the New York Jets 31-19. Philadelphia defeats the New York Giants 34-29. Arizona goes down to the Redskins 20-15. The Rams defeat the Seahawks 42-7. The New England Patriots defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-24. San Francisco 49ers defeat the Tennessee Titans 25-13. And of course, Dallas defeats Oakland 20-17. Those are your NFL scores for the week. And right now, it looked like the Falcons scored. No, they didn't. 24-21. Tampa Bay's got the ball back. And they got a minute left. They got a minute left. Can you imagine if Tampa Bay wins this game? Can you imagine? That would throw a wrench in the ecosystem in the NFC South. Wow. It looks like, yep, 24-21, minute 14 left, fourth quarter. Tampa Bay has the football. Let's also go over some other scores of the night. Golden State is leading the LA Lakers 46-38 with 4 minutes 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. I don't know. Could Houston be that team to beat? I'm starting to think they can. I'm starting to think that they truly can. Let's see. What else do we have going on? I'll keep you updated on. Oh, wait a minute. 25 seconds left in the fourth. 27 or so. Unless something monumental happens, the Falcons are going to win this football game. 6 seconds left. Let me refresh the page real quick. Okay. Refresh the page just to keep up with it. Alright, let me get your thoughts and opinions out there, guys. 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call. And let me see if I can. Let's see. I don't think I can find him right now. Give you radio silence. Just want to try to do this here. See if I can find Doom and Rage real quick. Is it final? Yes, it is now final. It is official. Atlanta goes to 9-5. Tampa Bay goes to 4-10. NBA TV, Golden State is leading the LA Lakers 46-41. 3:13 left to go in the second quarter. All right, let's head on over to Durant EM Fantasy League. Let me go ahead and get this out the way real quick. We're in our playoffs now, and as you know, we are having a $50 gift card to the winner. Now, Tony C is in prime position because when I look at Tony C's team, I look at his roster, he's got all three Dallas Cowboys running back. And he also have Aaron Rodgers as well. So let's head on over to the scoreboard real quick. This would be in our playoff season. Winner's bracket, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is myself, defeats Team Surfer 208-152. I do advance. Tony C, Team Clark, defeats Team Hightower 191-174. So it'll be me and Tony C in the championship. Consolidation ladder, Team Sedell passes Sedell 196-183 over Team Coleman. Chris Green, LaVitra Doombox, 168-163 over Mark Jones. Team Suzuki Gun, going down further. Charles McNeil, Team The Star, defeats Big Tone, 176-127. Team Broom defeats Team Fair, Vernon Broom versus Danny Fair, 140-113. Rage gets the win over Phil Rea, 120-105. And Team Goodwin defeats My Son Hunter, 86-71. So the consolidation ladders and winners bracket are ready to go. We'll end this thing off. And whoever wins, and I'm looking at Tony C's team now. He's got Rodgers and Brady. He's got all three Cowboys running backs. He's got Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Stephon Diggs. Got one of the best tight ends, if not the best tight end, in Travis Kelce. Got Robert Woods. He got the Vikings defense and Kyle Fullbrath. So he's stacked. So, you know, more likely 90% chance going to him. My receivers are nowhere near that good. So, my team, Russell Wilson, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, Marvin Jones Jr., Martavis Bryant, Josh Gordon, Jimmy Graham, Alex Collins, the Rams defense, Chris Boswell, all my starters. So, you know, we shall see. There's a reason why he played a game, but more likely Tony C will win. You guys can call in. Call in right now. Get your thoughts and opinions heard. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Is that Pastor Sedell I see in the chat room? I think that's who I see. Let me see what's up to Pastor Sedell. What's up, Pastor Sedell? We still got beautiful baby with us and one anonymous user. Guys, please forgive my voice. I'm still kind of rapsy. Still a little bit under the weather. I'm making the best of it and doing what I can. What did you guys think about the NFL this week? Did your team win? Did your team lose? Do they need some help to get in? Or is it just a hopeless case? 706-993-4606 is that number to get heard. Let's see very quickly. Bouncing around here on my PC. Carlos Boozer, he retired. He played for the Cavaliers, the Jazz, the Bulls, and the Lakers. He wasn't a bad power forward, but he wasn't one of those transcendent players. But he wasn't bad. He wasn't bad at all. He was very serviceable at a power forward spot. Very serviceable. Congrats to him. Good career. ACC and Sirius XM to launch an exclusive new sports channel. That'd be interesting, too, for the ACC. Do you guys think they caught up to the SEC yet? I'm starting to kind of think that the ACC has caught up. I mean, outside Alabama, maybe. Alabama, Georgia, Auburn. maybe LSU. If you go back to the ACC, Miami, Clemson. Normally, Florida State, when you're right, maybe they'll get right, maybe they won't. I'm not sure. Virginia Tech, Louisville. Now, we'll see what Louisville does when Lamar Jackson leaves. That'll be an interesting proposition to see what they do when he leaves. Interesting proposition. So, what else we got going on here? Yes, Isaiah Thomas also from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is scheduled to make his debut in early January after hip surgery. Antonio Brown is also out. Another reason why the Steelers lost that game. He suffered a calf injury versus the Patriots. Now, if he doesn't come back, the Steelers would be hurting. But he is already reporting that he'll be back for the playoffs. So we shall see what he does. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll come back. Steelers not going to take a chance with him. Not going to take a chance with him at all. Else we have here? Ryan Shazier, Pittsburgh Steelers, got injured a couple weeks ago with a spinal injury. He was at the game this weekend, so it's good to see him back. Hopefully he'll be back next year playing. Teddy Bridgewater for the Minnesota Vikings made his first appearance yesterday since coming back off an injury. He threw a pick that wasn't his fault, but nonetheless he threw a pick. So, but it's good to see Teddy Bridgewater back. That also leads to some questions on what the Bengals are going to do. Marvin Lewis from the Cincinnati Bengals says he's leaving after this season. Bro, you should have been gone 2 years ago. You should have been gone 2 years ago. I could make an argument for three, but you should have been gone at least 2 years ago. There's no reason for you to be in the league. Well, not in Cincinnati anyway. You can go coach another team, but you should not be coaching the Bengals. Should not be coaching the Bengals. You guys remember Summer Rae from the WWE? Yeah, she made an appearance on the WWE Network talking about NFL fantasy. I hope that's not a regular segment because I've never liked Summer Rae. Another player retired, Reggie Bush, former New Orleans Saint, former Detroit Lion. Former Miami Dolphin, and I believe his last team was Buffalo. He retired this week, and it's been said that he will be signing back with the Saints so he can retire as a Saint, team that drafted him. Another conversation I wanted to bring up, we did get a chance to talk about it last week, because I think it happened after the show. There was a sexual harassment scandal going on with several NFL players. Marshall Faulk was one of those players that was involved in that sexual harassment. One of a former wardrobe worker for NFL Network and sexual harassment. Man, if it was me, I wouldn't say nothing around these females that was not business related, because when they want to get rid of you, that's what they use. Donovan McNabb was also caught up in that same incident. ESPN released a statement saying he will not be on any shows until the situation has been resolved. Good for you, ESPN. I don't like how you handle a lot of issues, but this one, you did a good job. Hopefully they find Donovan McNabb not involved or proven innocent. And he can get back on TV. I like seeing him on the First Take in the morning with the fellas. I think they had Ryan Clark on in his place this morning, which is fine. But then him, Stephen A. and Max, they have some pretty decent chemistry, so hope he's found innocent and come back soon. I don't know how possible that is. I don't know what the smoking gun will look like in his case. But I'm just rooting for him to come down and to come back to ESPN, be on First Take, and have fun. All right, guys. It is 11:45 p.m. If there's no calls, we're going to wrap this up soon. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. And you know what? I'm not going to wait around. Slow night. Very quickly, let's go over all the great shows on Rank Ear Radio before we get on out of here for the night. Don't forget, tomorrow, this is our last show, by the way, before the network break takes us hiatus for the holidays. I may come out with some things, some other shows about bowl season, college basketball, whatnot. Head on over to the Facebook page under the Sports Report. You'll be able to get all those shows. But right now, let's go over the network lineup very quickly. Tomorrow night will be the last Shining Wizards and also the last Rant, from my understanding, before the Christmas holidays. Shining Wizards will be at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Both shows are Eastern time. Then I believe on Thursday you have a new episode of Rant and Wrestling, episode 192, followed by Phil Reagan, Choppy, and Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I think that's episode 255. Then we have Surfer with the What Are You Reading comic book show, volume 10, issue 43. What Are You Ruling comic book show, rather. He'll be going over everything in the world of comics, media, and sports. We got some big things coming down the line in January, guys. We got AFC, NFC championship shows, Super Bowl shows coming. The boys will be mad busy. Got Surfer, some other things coming up. So it's a good time to be a part of the Rant EM family. You can head over to RantEM.com on Facebook, join the page. Follow everyone on Twitter page, please. You can follow me at Willie Morgan 7, WILLIMORG, the number 7. That's where you can follow me at on Twitter. Let's see real quick. Let me queue one thing up before we roll out of here for the night. If there is nothing else, guys, you can go ahead and this thing up a little bit early. Again, slow night. Not going to keep you. Not my style. But I hope you guys join me when we come back in January. I do believe we will be back January the 8th. We'll go over the bowl season. We'll go over everything going on in the world of the NFL. College. We'll also go over college and college basketball. And so forth. So definitely join us when we come back on January the 8th. Again, big things coming down the Turnpike, Rant EM Radio, and the Sports Report. Guys, thank you for listening for the year. Thank you for the support you've given myself and the show. Thank you for the support you've given Rant EM Radio. This has been a hell of a ride, and we hope to continue it. That's going to be it for me, guys. William D. Morgan signing out. I'll see you guys next year, 2018. Take care.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.